A non-governmental organization, Pencils of Promise POP, in collaboration with the Adaklu District Assembly, has built educational infrastructure for 9 deprived schools in the district. The country director of POP, Freeman Goba, disclosed that the projects, which range from 3 to 6 units, classroom blocks, and sanitation facilities, cost 2.5 million cedis. Mr. Goba made this known at the inauguration of a 5-unit classroom block at the Adaklu Kodiabe EP Primary School in the Volta region. He said POP is poised to raise the standard of education in the region by providing infrastructure as well as teaching and learning materials for the needy. A report by Sefako Fekpe.
According to the country director of Pencils of Promise, Freeman Goba, the Adaklu district is the highest beneficiary with 9 communities since the NGO started operating in 22 districts of the Volta and Eastern regions for the past 3 years. The communities include Aveji, Toda, Patove, Voje, Lihave, with the latest being the Adaklu Kodiabe EP Primary School. It was formerly housed under a makeshift structure, thereby making it difficult for smooth academic work. Mr. Goba said the project, with offices and sanitation facilities in all the 9 communities, came at the cost of 2.5 million cedis with support from the Member of Parliament of Adaklu Constituency, Kwame Agboja, and the District Assembly. He further disclosed that 31 projects are currently under construction, adding that work will start on 50 others in 2017. Besides, Mr. Freeman Goba said the organization is expanding its capacity building and e-reader project for teachers and pupils.
Pencils of Promise, over the past 3 years, we've completed 80 school blocks in 80 communities in the Volta and Eastern regions. Currently, there are 31 more ongoing. It's our hope that by the end of the year, we'll have completed 100 of those schools. 2017, we intend to add another 50 more to this infrastructure project. Apart from the school builds, we have also increased the capacity building training workshop for teachers. We used to do this in 12 schools. We've added 16 more schools from the 2016-2017 academic year. So we are hopeful that about additional 200 teachers will also be trained in innovative ways of teaching in 28 schools in the Volta region.
The Member of Parliament for Adaklu Constituency, Kwame Agboja, who inaugurated the building, lauded Pencils of Promise for the initiative and hoped that it would improve the academic performance of pupils. Mr. Agboja questioned reports that the Adaklu district is the poorest in the Volta region, saying government is making tremendous investments in the education, water, and the infrastructure development in the parts of the region. The MP assured his constituents that government will continue to collaborate with NGOs and other state agencies to bring development to their doorstep.